Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. After 24 years of effort, there is no resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. However, there is an answer why. That's the headline. In a moment, Itamar Marcus will join me explaining the reason for no resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Why is it that there's nothing that's happened over these 24 years? Is it the fault of Israel, or does Abbas have some responsibility in that area as well?
When we wrote our book, ended with the following sentence: a peace process has yet to begin. A peace process may never have been intended. The name of the book was Deception, and it described Palestinian Authority activities, statements, and messaging to their people. And that was our conclusion. It may never have been intended, because if you really want a peace process, you don't teach your children hatred on a regular basis. Every single thing the Palestinian Authority has done with their people, with their children, tells us that this entire peace process from the first day has been a fraud by the Palestinian Authority. We named our book Deception because that's exactly what it is. It's deception. The Palestinian Authority tells the international community, they tell President Trump one thing, but when you listen to what they're telling their people, when you listen to the hatred that they're giving to their people, you know that there never was a peace process intended. That's a total lie. Everybody knows it's a total lie. Why would the Palestinian Authority tell its people, just a few weeks after there have been people being killed all around Jerusalem, why would they tell their people that Israel's plan, Jews of high places want to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque? Because they want hatred, because they don't want reconciliation. And this is just one simple example. Compound that by thousands of times a year, and you know why we don't have a peace process. The Palestinian Authority never wanted a peace process.
Itamar Marcus with his thinking on why there has been no resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. 24 years ago, the United States started a peace process to bring about a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Since that time, no United States president has been able to bring about a peace agreement between the two parties. Itamar Marcus said that the Palestinians don't want peace with Israel. They don't even want a Jewish state, only a Palestinian state called Palestine. This scenario was written by the ancient Jewish prophets some 2,500 years ago. Malachi chapter 1 reveals that the Palestinians will return and they will rebuild. The Lord will call their borders the borders of wickedness. Ezekiel chapter 35 reveals that once back in the land, the Palestinian people will kill the Jews and steal the Jewish land. These prophecies are now in the process of being fulfilled. Therefore, no successful peace process. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...